The New York City Council has passed a bill banning discrimination against unemployed job seekers. The bill would prohibit employers from using employment status when making hiring decisions. Employers also will be prevented by posting help wanted or from posting help wanted ads that require applicants to be currently employed. Mayor Bloomberg has said he'll veto the bill, but Speaker Christine Quinn says the council will override any veto. She joins us now to talk about it. Good morning, Ms. Quinn.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, the mayor has expressed concerns that this bill, if it becomes law, could lead to expensive lawsuits from job seekers who aren't hired for any reason. Could that happen?
Absolutely not. Look, if you, just like every other provision of the human rights law as it relates to discrimination, if you follow the law, you have nothing to worry about. What we're saying here is very simple. A, discrimination is wrong. B, it is the ultimate kick in the tuchus. Think about it. You're unemployed. You lost your job because the economy collapsed. You didn't do anything wrong. A whole bunch of other people did something wrong. You were the collateral damage. But now, even though you're trying day after day after day to get a job, you can't get a job. Why? Because you don't have a job.
I think what the mayor is arguing is that there could be a job opening and there could be 20 applicants for that job and 19 are not hired, half of whom don't have a job. And then, you know, those half could turn around and say, hey, you didn't hire me because I didn't have a job.
You could say that about any provision you add into anti-discrimination protection. One. Two, the facts simply don't bear that out if you look at lawsuits as it relates to other provisions in the human rights law. Three, based on the fact that that hasn't happened, we don't believe it is going to happen, and there isn't evidence in the other jurisdictions that have done this that that happens. All that happens is good qualified people who happen to unfortunately be unemployed have the right to apply for a job and go out there and get it. I understand that worry, but if you look at the facts, it's unfounded. And you just can't allow this kind of discrimination to continue.
Might there be any protections that could be added to the bill that could increase, you know, the standards for bringing a lawsuit or discourage frivolous lawsuits?
The standards of the law are very clear. It cannot be the sole reason you don't hire somebody. Now, you can, as a company, say, I need somebody who knows X, Y, and Z program. And the only way you could know X, Y, and Z program is if you were presently working in that field. That's allowed. That's understandable because some people are going to need that immediate on-the-job experience for the work or the position they're trying to fill. But there isn't any need to create some mountain of evidence for the alleged victim in these situations because, why do I say that? Because we haven't seen it in any other jurisdiction, and we haven't seen it in any other provision in the human rights law.
And Speaker Quinn,
simply an unfounded fear.
And just briefly, do you plan to meet with the mayor at all to try to change his mind about vetoing this bill?
The mayor and I meet on a regular basis. I don't think in a position where he is going to change his mind. And look, you can't always agree, and that's okay too.
Thank you.
And we'll override the veto.
Council Speaker Christine Quinn, thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.